From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In what is being billed as one of the deadliest Taliban attacks in Pakistan in years, at least 140 people are dead, most of them students. That's after armed gunmen attacked a school in Peshawar, Pakistan, earlier today. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, meeting with members of the Security Council, joined the ranks of those condemning the attack.
It is an act of horror and rank cowardice to attack defenseless children while they learn. Schools must be safe and secure learning spaces. Getting an education is every child's right.
Pakistan's prime minister, meanwhile, vowed his military will continue its aggressive operation aimed at militants in the North Waziristan region of the country. The Pakistani Taliban claimed the killings were in retaliation for that military campaign. Pennsylvania law enforcement officials say the body found in the woods near a suburban Philadelphia home is the former Marine reservist suspected of killing his ex-wife and five of her relatives. Authorities confirmed the body of 35-year-old Bradley Stone was found by police who'd been searching for him. Reza Furman is the Montgomery County District Attorney.
We have not received official confirmation from the coroner as to the cause and manner of death, but based upon what we found at the scene, we believe that he died of self-inflicted cutting wounds in the center part of his body.
Officials say Stone, a veteran of the Iraq War, began his shooting spree before dawn Monday. Victims were reported in three towns that are close to one another. Stone had apparently been locked in a bitter custody battle with his ex-wife. The Russian ruble continued to fall today as the country's currency crisis intensifies. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the ruble was down as much as 20% today.
Early in the morning, the Russian central bank announced it was raising interest rates from 10.5% to 17%. It was a desperate effort to stop the slide in the currency, and it seemed to work for a while. The ruble soared after the markets were open. But soon the slide resumed, and by late afternoon, the ruble was selling at a rate of 78.5 to the dollar. That's a decline of 60% since January, and it's intensifying inflation pressures. Russia's economy has been roiled by the steep drop in oil prices and by sanctions imposed by the West after the annexation of Crimea. The decision to raise interest rates is likely to slow the economy further, possibly pushing Russia into a recession. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Builders were a bit less busy last month. Overall housing construction down 1.6% from the previous month, primarily due to weakness in the building of new single-family homes. Single-family home construction fell 5.4% to some extent, offsetting a 7.6% rise in construction of new apartment buildings. A down day for Wall Street. The Dow dropped 111 points to close at 17,068. The Nasdaq was down 57 points. The S&P 500 fell 16 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. It's not an official I'm running for the 2016 GOP nomination, but it's close. Florida Republican Jeb Bush today announcing he plans to actively explore a campaign for president. The announcement might preempt some Republicans with White House aspirations, though others, including Florida Senator Mark Rubio, have previously said the decision on whether to seek the presidency will not necessarily be based on who is running. Currently, the field of potential GOP candidates includes more than a dozen individuals, none of whom have formally declared. The White House today is issuing recommendations on how to combat illegal fishing. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports the plan would target a large portion of the seafood coming into the U.S.
The U.S. is one of the biggest seafood markets in the world. But fisheries experts at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say much of the seafood imported from abroad is caught illegally. That can be fish caught in areas that are off limits to fishing or catches that exceed quotas. These types of infractions threaten to wipe out some fish populations. Commercial fishers in the U.S. also complain that illegal seafood imported into the country lowers prices and puts them at a disadvantage. The White House recommends better efforts to trace illegally caught fish or seafood that's labeled as something it isn't. It also asks Congress to pass laws to implement a new international treaty that would punish fishing vessels that are known seafood pirates. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Federal appeals court is overturning a ruling that ordered the Massachusetts Department of Corrections to provide taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery for an inmate convicted of murder. The inmate, Michelle Kosalek, was born Robert Kosalek. It waged a protracted legal battle to obtain the surgery. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.